mouth may never know hunger. Salt, that life may always have flavor.
And wine, that joy and prosperity may reign forever.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Very interesting.
But not half as much fun as a May Wine Festival. Especially when May brings the bottle.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva and host of your favorite show that's all about the grape and all the glory, The Wine Crush. As usual, we have a great lineup for you today of educated experts to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in the wine world. Today, we are joined by Dorothy Gaiter and John Brecher. They are with the Wall Street Journal, and they are going to talk to us a little bit about wine on the web and what's wrong with it. Well, that'll be an interesting topic. I mean, as Kent and I can certainly attest, we all know what's wrong with the wine on the radio, right, Kent?
Oh, that's exactly right. There's not enough of it.
Exactly.
That's right.
That and me, of course. But actually, I think it's a great dead-on topic for what's going on right now. Anyone who has had a chance to pull up wine, go in your Google search bar, pull up wine, and you will find 10,000 hits. For the record, the Wine Crush comes up like number 5 for those of you who bother to look at things like that. But it is just such a massive amount of information that it can be very, very intimidating. Of course, for experts like myself, it is very easy for me to go through and look and say, that's bunk, that's bunk, that's bunk. But what about people who are trying to learn about wine for the first time? It can be very, very, uneducational and unenlightening to have to sort through all that. So a good rule of thumb for those of you who are trying to learn about your favorite varietals, you're trying to learn about wine, or even trying to order wine, stick to the wine sites that you find in your wine magazines, winespectator.com, wineadvocate.com, things that are tried and true. Because a lot of times you can get off on little tangents, and I do this sometimes researching questions for the show, wherein you just find a whole lot of hobbyists blogging away. And if you look at the bloggers, I don't know about you, my mother was an English teacher for 25 years. I get so lost in all the grammatical errors, I don't even pay attention to what the content is. So the best advice I can give you would always be to go to the Wine Crush website, winecrush.com, and type your question in there. And of course, we will be happy to get back to you and enlighten you as well as we can. But other than that, stick to the mainstream wine stuff, wine.com, winespectator.com, and you'll pretty much find all the information you possibly could want. So, Kent, I think it's almost time that we get off on our wine recommendations, and that means we are going yes, we are doing our small but important tribute to the Derby this weekend. Yes, the Great Kentucky Derby is going to be run this Saturday, I believe at 5:06 p.m. And in light of that, that means our wine recommendations this week have to do with horses. So for those of you who are throwing Derby parties or just putting hats on so you can entertain yourself and your neighbors, here are two great wines you can look for. The first is 14 Hand Chardonnay. 14 Hand Chardonnay is from Washington State. And for our listeners, the first one who can type in and tell me why 14 Hands applies to horses, I'm sure we'll find a Wine Crush t-shirt, or maybe we'll send you Kent. I don't really know.
I have no idea why.
14 Hands. It is, horses are measured in hands in the olden days. 14 Hands is actually short for a horse. A stallion is usually 19 to 21 hands. And usually the mares that run in the Kentucky Derby, they are generally 16 to 18 hands.
I think I saw that on Bonanza once.
See?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, my day has been complete. I have enlightened my producer. So 14 Hands Chardonnay out of Washington State does measure the little mini horses that used to run around in Horse Heaven Hills. The Chardonnay itself, green apple, pear, a little bit of vanilla. It is a user-friendly wine. Whether you love wine, whether you hate wine, whether you're a Grey Goose drinker, whether you're a gin drinker, doesn't really matter. This is a wine that's going to appeal to all palates. Very clean, very refreshing. Great when you start about 2 o'clock for the Derby so you can get that hat really, really molded on your head. Great bottle of wine to start with. Its compatriot is going to be H3 Cabernet. H3 Cabernet stands for Horse Heaven Hills. Horse Heaven Hills is an AVA, American Viticulture Era, in Washington State. This Cabernet got 90 points from the Wine Spectator, it got 89 points from Parker, and it's going to come in under $10. It is great black fruit, great cassis, great plum flavors, not to mention for an inexpensive Cabernet, it doesn't have that grapey flavor. It has great backbone to it. Perfect for after your favorite horse wins. So those are our wine recommendations, 14 Hands Chardonnay and H3 Cabernet. Now, for those of you who still want a Derby feel but don't feel like doing all of Washington State wines, I have a wine list for you. So if you want to stay with your horses, go shopping. Dark Horse, Leaping Horse, Wild Horse, Flying Horse, White Horse, Iron Horse, White Horse, Horse Ridge, Horse Play, Chocolate Horse, Spotted Horse, Tall Horse, Short Horse, Short Horse, and Hands. Now, if those don't cover everything that you are looking for, you can also get Black Stallion, Blue Stallion, Big Stallion, Stallion Rigged. But of course, since it is the Derby, you have to go with Le Mer. And for those of you who are paying attention to the trouble I had going through that whole list, you can realize that my drink of choice is definitely going to be your traditional mint julep. Priorities. We all have priorities.
Yes.
So as we get ready for the Derby, keep those in mind. Hope everyone has a great time. But most importantly, I have a thing about hats. I was raised in the South. I think everybody going to a Derby party has to have a well-appointed head. So in doing so, I encourage you, I want to see pictures of your Derby hats. Send them to me. You can send them at info@winecrush.com. You can email them to me at the same address. You can also post them on my Facebook page, Laura Berg Lawson. Once again, we will find some kind of cute prize around here. By then, we'll have given away our producer, so we'll find something else to send
you. How about Laura's car? Let's give away your car.
I think we can do that. It has enough horses in it that it would definitely fit into the whole scheme of things. So, please email us. Let us know what you're thinking. Now, for those of you, you've heard me talk about the wine line. You want to email us. You want to call us. For those of you feeling brave that want to challenge me in person, you're going to get a chance to this upcoming weekend. Like Louis Grizzard used to say, I'm being held against my will above the Mason-Dixon line, and such as I will be in Chicago, Illinois this weekend at the North Shore Wine Festival. This is Sunday, May 3rd, from 3 to 8 at the Cuneo Museum in Vernon Hills, Illinois. So any of our listeners that are out there that want to debate face-to-face, say hello, argue with any decisions, or sit down and have a great glass of Chardonnay and talk about wine, please do come, seek us out, let us know what you think about the Crush, and we'll drag you on the air and make you answer your questions live for a change. My wine recommendations I like to have fun with, and I have been joking around for the last three shows about the recommendation I made 3 weeks ago for Donna Estates Cabernet. I think people are still panting about the $275 bottle cost. But I do have an email from someone who was brave enough to email us at info@winecrush.com. And the email reads, Hi, Laura. I'm in favor of the recommendation that you made about the $275 Cabernet Sauvignon. Please repeat the name of it in the next show. That's publicity, and this is America. It's true you got to do the show for the masses, but when you do find a great wine, no matter what the price is, you should do as you did. I'm 1,000% with you, but make full disclosure like you did of the prices. Well, no one signed this, and I have already checked around. It was not one of my good friends just trying to taunt me, but it just proves that there are some connoisseurs that listen to the show. And once again, I will respond to the email. It is Donna Estates Wine, D-A-N-A. And I do encourage all of you looking for something outstanding, go find it, go ask for it, go beg for it. Well, we're going to take a small break right here, but when we do, we'll have some interesting guests from the Wall Street Journal and, of course, more of my ramblings. More of the Crush in a minute.
If they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
The Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. 800-500-5437. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote.
800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
To the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and despite some tongue twisters and some technical difficulties, we are with you full force now. Right now, we are joined by Dorothy Gator and John Breacher of the Wall Street Journal. And earlier in the show, we mentioned the fact that there's some difficulty on the web. When you pull up the website for wine or any kind of wine, you're going to find thousands upon thousands of commentaries on it. But what our guests are talking about today is the problem with wine on the web and online wine stores, just another avenue for us to, advocate our habits. So at this point, Dorothy, John, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Good to be here.
Oh, thank you. This is fun. I get to have both of you on the show at the same time.
You betcha.
All right. Well, I loved your article on the Wall Street Journal talking about what's wrong with wine on the web. So one of you, for our listeners, give me a little bit of a gist of what you're finding and what some of the problems are.
Well, we've been shopping for wine for 35 years, and for the past decade, we've been shopping for wine on the web. Because we buy all of our wine for our column in the Wall Street Journal from retail stores right off the shelves, and the Wall Street Journal pays for it, we buy thousands of bottles every year from stores all across the country. So we have a little bit of experience with wine on the web. The good news is that it's a wonderful world now. Oh, my gosh. For people who can get delivery, it's amazing what you can get from all over the world, great bottles of wine at great prices. And even if you can't get delivery, at least it gives you an idea of what is out there, what's available, how much it should cost. But we've also found a lot of problems.
There are definitely a lot of problems. And coming from one of those states where there are problems with shipping laws, it's something that doesn't affect me day in and day out. But for our listeners who actually try and buy a bottle that we recommend that may be restaurant only, I know we've encountered some questions about, you know, how do I get my wine? How do I get it timely? And who's a good retailer? What's more of your experience with it?
Phantom inventory is just makes us crazy. If a site says that it has the wine, then when you order it, you expect it to be there. You expect to get it in a timely fashion. And so many stores say, you know, we're trying to fulfill your order, which means that it could be in a warehouse, a distributor might have it, but it's not in the store. It's not on the site. It's not physically there to come to you. That just drives us crazy.
Dorothy, that drives me crazy because my background for many, many years was the dark side of the wine business, the wholesale side. And, of course, I know where a lot of these wine companies would get their wine from. It's a wholesaler. I'd pull up their website. We have Cake Bread Benchling Cabs, 1994 vintage. And I'm laughing at them thinking, I didn't get any. I know you don't have any.
Well, exactly. Imagine if you went to an actual wine store and you found a good-looking bottle, and you thought, wow, that looks good for dinner tonight, and you walked up to the cash register, and you went to check out, and they took a wine away from you and said, oh, you know what, you can't actually have that, but we may be able to find it in a week or two. That's ridiculous. It's one thing if you go to a site and it says, we may be able to find this for you, or it's on back order, or it's out of stock right now, or it's for delivery in spring. But when it says it's available, it should be available. It makes the whole experience of shopping online less pleasurable when you don't know whether or not it's really there.
I don't. If I get to the point where I have my little shopping cart icon and I have gone to get my wallet, pull out my credit card, that bottle better be on its way.
Right, and too often it's not. It's really frustrating.
And the other thing along the same lines is that too often you'll get your credit card ready, you're ready to go, and you're ready to check out, and then at the last minute they say, oh, my gosh, we don't ship to your state. Well, why isn't that on the home page? Good sites, whether it's klewines.com, wine.com, asterwines.com, there are good sites out there, and one of the things they have in common is right on the home page it says, okay, what state are you planning to order from? So if you can't order from that site, it'll tell you.
It will actually let you know that we don't ship to Pennsylvania, we don't ship to Utah, we don't ship to Illinois. And it's very, very helpful other than getting frustrated.
Right.
There are a lot of problems, obviously, when you're shopping for wine on the web. My favorite is the ones where they send you emails. If you say I bought from XYZ website and I bought an expensive bottle of wine, my biggest hit with this is all of a sudden I'm getting emails every day.
Right.
And have y'all had experience with people trying to solicit your business like that?
Well, imagine if during this entire conversation we're having right now, you and Dottie are speaking, and every 10 seconds I say, 92 points from Parker! 92 points from Parker! 83 points from Parker! Imagine how annoying that would be. That's what my inbox looks like. I've ordered from these places, and my God, it's one thing to send one email blast a day or one a week saying, hey, we got this really good wine, check it out. But it's another thing. 89 points for Parker!
It's just way overload, just too much stuff.
I think one of the fun things to point out about that is the whole time that little wine is screaming, 89 points from Parker, it was two vintages ago, and chances are they don't have that inventory to begin with.
Right.
I am so sorry. It's real easy to pick on people who aren't here, but please tell our listeners there are some quality websites out there, that there are places they need to spend their money.
The granddaddy of them all, wine.com. You know, it's been around for a long time. For a while, we had problems with it. Delivery was kind of spotty, but they've gotten their act together, and it's a great site to navigate. They tell you exactly how they will get it to you. It's a lovely, elegant site. And then the wine comes, and it comes with stickers that you can fill in the date when you got it, when you drank it, what you drank it with, what kind of food you had, and also these neck rings on bottles. It's just a lovely, complete experience.
It, in effect, it says, hey, we're wine lovers too. We know what you're looking for. Very, very easy experience. Anyone would like it. And another one to check out is called winemonger.com. And the reason to check that out is that it's not just the big boys who can do this well. This is a small internet-only store that specializes in Austrian wines. Austrian wines, of all things. But you really should go to it, winemonger.com. Absolutely lovely site. Very easy to use, very pretty. And it's very hard when you start not to just kind of keep looking at it because it's so interesting. And it kind of shows what an internet site can be.
I think that's great. It's kind of like shoe shopping for women. I like that pair. Oh, wait, no. I like that pair. No, I'll have that one. Problem is the poor UPS man would shoot me by the time I got done with something like that.
I know. The shoes are my weakness, too. AstroWines.com, they have a buyer there who will tell you what foods will go with certain wines. Not every wine that they have, but she knows her stuff about restaurants and food, and it's great to have that kind of pairing advice right there on the site.
So you can search not just Chardonnay, but search sausage. I mean, that's terrific.
Oh, if I touch that, my producer will have a heart attack.
And then, really, truly, the best wine merchant site in America is klwines.com, which is the site of the California-based K&L wine merchants. If you go to that site, it's klwines.com, you'll really see the potential of wine on the web. And it's not just that it's a really pretty site and it's really well done and it has lots of great comments, but when you order something, it's actually in stock. You can say, I want overnight delivery, and you get overnight delivery, and that's obviously hugely important if you're sending during difficult weather. It really is the site to look at to say that's what a wine merchant website can be.
Well, it's nice to know that somewhere along the lines we can actually find examples of what you should do correctly as opposed to what we do wrong. We're going to continue talking a little bit more about wine on the web, but right now we have to take a small break here on The Crush, and we'll be back with you in a moment.
Feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush, and yes, indeed, you are listening to The Wine Crush Radio Show, the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. And that small little interlude is going to be the lead off into some interesting news items. This is coming from themodestobee.com. Joyce DeWitt, one of the women from Three's Company. Yes, she was the dark-haired one, not
that's
Suzanne
right.
Summers, where everyone starts drooling over the radio. Anyway, Joyce DeWitt played one of the young roommates on Three's Company, the freewheeling sitcom from the 70s. Today, she has a new gig. She's promoting low-priced Livingston Cellars wines from E&J Gallo Winery of Modesto. The campaign echoes the sense of fun that Three's Company brought to TV viewers. Like the Living the Livingston Life program, it was a gathering of friends in an apartment who enjoy each other, Joyce says. An Airstream trailer joins DeWitt at the appearances, which started last Saturday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The retro camper is a nod to baby boomers who crave adventure as they near retirement. We think that this hits the target consumer that we're looking for, says Peter Abate, vice president and general manager for the brand at Gallo, and the RV is a symbol of America. All right, Peter, your last name is Abate, and the best advice I can give you is abate this campaign right now. If you think that the RV is the symbol of America, then trust me, I have a lot of places to take you. Listeners, would love your commentary, whether it's on Three's Company, whether it's on Joyce DeWitt, or whether it was your favorite member of the Three's Company cast, or what you think about Gallo thinking that the RV is the symbol of America. Call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email us, info@winecrush.com. And hey, for once, I will fully allow 4-letter words to get involved in this because this is bound to be entertaining. Just remember, when you call the wine line at 877-4-CRUSH-1, a very, very sexy voice, Kent himself, will say, leave a message. Please do leave a message, and we will get you on the air. Way to go, Gallo, associating us with RVs. I feel so much better.
Could just get Joyce DeWitt to do the message from now on or something.
She could just at least stand out there and put cutouts around her, and at least people would relate to it better. They could have at least made it hip, but put her with an Airstream trailer in Albuquerque? What are they trying to do, Fryer?
I don't know.
All right, I'm sorry. We are so off track today, but I have to admit, I'm having more fun than I have in ages. All right, on that note, we do have to take some emails from you, because after all, the show is all about you and all for you. So, on the Wine Crush, we have an email. The email asks, I am not much of a red wine drinker, but after I hear you talk about Chardonnay so much, I would love to know what type of Chardonnays you drink so perhaps I could actually develop a taste for them. All right, generally we try and do wine recommendations so you can get a high point in knowing what I do drink. But if you were to open up my refrigerator right now at this moment, shockingly you wouldn't find Joyce DeWitt, but you would find Hess, you'd find Beringer, La Crema, some Robert Mondavi. I even stray away from Chardonnay occasionally with Campanile Pinot Grigio and Santa Margherita Pinot Grigio. For really, really hot days, I have some Kenwood Sauvignon Blanc in there. And for those of you listening who have decided that you appreciate me greatly and all the worldly advice I have given you and how I put you on the right path, Plump Jack Reserve Chardonnay is probably my all-time favorite. However, on the radio station salary, I can't afford it. So those of you who just want to mail me a bottle in, it'd be greatly appreciated. So there we go, all of our listeners. That is pretty much the summary of my favorite Chardonnays right now. Those are what I call house wines. The Plump Jack that all of you are going to be so kind to send me, those are my special occasion wines. So divide them as you will. On a serious note on that, though, but what that does strike, that balance, it gives you a great cross-section of what Chardonnay should taste like. Hess does a great job. Beringer is the iconic Napa Valley Chardonnay. La Crema, they're from Sonoma. They do a great North Coast. To me, they are the iconic Sonoma Valley Chardonnay. And, of course, Robert Mondavi, they do a great job on all their wines. And when you look at it, these are hitting the big names. It's hitting the big areas. But it's not going to hit your pocketbook big. And that's important to me. That's important to all of our consumers. And anyone who's trying to drink their way around the economy recovery, it's definitely most important not only to drink what you like, not what you're told, but to drink what you can afford. Yes, shockingly, I know how to drink within my means. A couple more emails we have today. This comes from Brian in Alpharetta, Georgia. Does wine have an expiration date? Honestly, no. It's not like it has a born-on date like Budweiser or a Best Buy date like Sam Adams does. You generally can't turn the bottle over and say, you must drink by May 9th, 2010. A good gauge of this, though, if it's white wine, you want to drink it within the year after it was bottled. If it's red wine, if it's under $20, drink it in a year and a half, 18 months after it was bottled. When you start having to worry about expiration dates, it's when you try and take wines, let's say under $40, and you decide that it was a gift, you decide it was something special, or here is my dreaded, most hated thing, I'm going to save it for a special occasion. This is when you're going to get in the trouble with the wannabe expiration dates, because I firmly believe that people in this country, day in, day out, save their wine too long. And what happens, and I know all of you are cringing, because I guess a good third of you right now have a rack on top of your refrigerator. It's up there, it's by the kitchen light, the whole vibration of the refrigerator just going nonstop, and you pull the bottle down once every 3 months when you want to drink. No, bad. Stop it. That is not a good idea. But what happens is people save their wines like this for special occasions, and the special occasion doesn't seem to arrive. And what happens is I guarantee you every bottle of wine that's sitting there up on top of your refrigerator, those have passed their expiration dates. So is there a hard and fast rule on expiration dates? No. Actually, this is quite entertaining. I have a friend waving to me from the corner. If you will pick up a box wine at your grocery store, whether it's Franzia, whether it's Doghouse, or whether it's Bota Box, those indeed do have expiration dates. If you'll turn over and look at the bottom of the box, sure enough, it's stamped, must be purchased by. So, there's your whole answer on that. Expiration dates? Nope, not on bottles. Yes, occasionally on boxes. But trust me, if you're worried about an expiration date, get a corkscrew out, pop a cork, grab a friend, pour a glass.
So what will I notice about the taste of a wine that has expired?
That's the problem, is they probably won't notice anything. The problem is a lot of people decide that they don't like a wine. And I'll use this as an example because we had it on the last show. People have asked about Dom Perignon. How long can I keep a bottle of Dom? Well, if they don't put it in correct storage and they save it for 3 years. They're going to open up that bottle. The cork is going to have shrunk, and it's just not going to taste fruity. It's not going to taste clean. It's not going to taste fulfilling. And then for the rest of their lives, they're going to run around and say, oh, I hate Dom. I don't like it. So that's the key. And of course, every winery out there is going to agree with me. When you buy a bottle of wine that's $40 or under, take it home and drink it in the next 2 months, because otherwise, chances are you're going to damage it. Something's going to happen in the sense that it's not going to be tasted and smell and feel like the bottle should have to begin with. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the pet peeves that I know a lot of restaurateurs deal with. I've dealt with a lot of winemakers who go in. They're all excited because they go in a restaurant and say, oh, Beringer Chardonnay by the glass. I'll have a glass of that. They take one sip of it, and then they ask to see the bottle. They're like, what is this, a rot gut? I didn't make it. So it's not just day-in, day-out consumers that have this problem at home. It's restaurateurs. It's bar owners. It's everybody. Unfortunately, wine is perishable. That's a terrible, terrible thought, but it can die, literally. It is a living product. So keep that in mind when you go to a restaurant. If you order a glass of wine and you think this really doesn't taste good, send it back. Ask them to open another bottle, and we'll see what happens from there. Again, I have gotten off on my rant, and I have to take a small break, but I promise you I will pick right up where I left off when we return.
I'll have a
white wine spritzer.
And you, sir?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
You look good.
You look good yourself. I thought you were never going to call me.
You did?
But I really wanted you to, and I thought you were never going to.
Do you have kids?
No.
You want mine?
The Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX, performance you can feel.
Mozart's, these are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. You are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory. And it's interesting that my producer is playing Tequila Sunrise, because that is probably what I'm going to be having on Monday, May 4th, after I get done hosting the North Shore Wine Festival. And that's going to be in Vernon Hills, Illinois. I encourage all of our listeners up in the area, come on, come in public. See us. Let us debate in public. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do a live remote. We're going to do a live show from there. And I'm going to challenge our guests with various wine questions. And, of course, we're going to have the man on the street reporters. So since you seem to not want to call 877-4-CRUSH-1, I'm going to hunt you down and send people to hunt you down and ask us wine questions. So that is the North Shore Wine Festival. Would love to see everyone out there and would love to meet some fellow wine lovers. Well, we usually take your calls and your emails, and we appreciate you calling and writing in. The good news is my producer found a very short, sweet, to-the-point email, so I will read this. Laura, what grapes are in white Bordeaux? This is from Lori out of Chicago. Lori, the simple answer is Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, and Muscadel. There we go. Three-word answer. Moving on, people who are brave enough to call the wine line, which is 877-4-CRUSH-1. Right now we have Evan from Colorado. Evan, welcome to The Crush.
I sometimes have difficulty finding the wines you recommend at the local grocery store or retail wine chain. Is it okay to ask them to special order it for me?
Evan, it is absolutely perfectly acceptable to ask them to special order it for you. Wine stores love that because it helps them build a relationship with you. The only problem is sometimes when you special order things, they might dictate that you need to order a case of that wine. If they do, interestingly enough, let's go back to the starting topic of the show, wine on the web. Obviously, there are great websites out there where you can go and order the bottles, especially that bottle of Plump Jack Reserve Chardonnay that you're going to send me for enlightening you so much. But definitely, feel free, look on the web, and your wine store, if it's worth its salt, is definitely going to try and track down the wine for you. They want to build a repeat customer. They want to build a rapport. You know, I've got to get off on a small tangent. I've done that a lot today, but definitely. When we were talking about wine on the web, we didn't really get into the fact about shipping wine. There are 7 states right now where it's in the Supreme Court whether or not they're going to allow interstate shipping to allow wine to come in. Here's what I find fascinating. The reason they are talking about not allowing wine to be shipped into states, get this, because they're scared minors are going to get it, people that are under the age of 21. All right, I am fascinated. I don't know about you, but I vaguely remember the time when I was 18 in college, that 4-year break from reality. If I decided that I wanted a bottle of Beringer White Zin right then, there is no way that I have the patience. Let's see, I'm going to go to the website. I'm going to type this in. I'm going to give them an address. I'm going to give them a credit card number, and I'm going to have it shipped to my house and sit around and wait until that whole box of wine gets to my house to start drinking. No, I'm going to find a friend. I'm going to find a fake idea. I'm going to do something. So the whole concept, teens are going to abuse wine shipping on the web, just astounds me. So for those of you who are in the 7 states where you aren't allowed to buy wine out of California or North Carolina or Texas or anywhere else, just keep in mind it's your mad friends who are looking to keep wine out of minors' hands. Here's a question. When did a 16-year-old get a credit card? Maybe I'm just naive and maybe I missed something.
Not at my house.
Not at my house. Are you kidding? My parents probably took it away from me since I was 26. Anyway, moving on, I will get off my soapbox and onto the wine line because we have Allison from South Carolina. Allison, welcome to The Crush.
How long is a white wine good after it is chilled? Can you keep it in the chiller for a long time, or does it go bad after a certain period?
Allison, in my house, its life expectancy is about 45 minutes. More specifically, I think if you open a bottle of Chardonnay today and you didn't do anything to that bottle, you didn't put private preserve, you didn't put nitrogen in it, it is probably good for another 72 hours. And a lot of people are going to disagree with me when I say that. People say that you can keep wine in your chill chest, your refrigerator, for a good 6 days. It is not going to taste the same as it did the first day you opened it. Now, sometimes this is an advantage, depending on what you're drinking, but mostly, if you're going to open a bottle of white wine, you need to finish that in the first 72 hours. Other than that, you're going to start getting off flavors. You're going to start picking up literally flavors from your refrigerator. I had a bottle of Beringer I forgot one day and had a whole thing of chicken salad in there. I poured a glass and swear I tasted nothing but green onions. But the flavors will marry and you'll get different tastes that you really don't want in that Chardonnay to begin with. So as a whole, think 72 hours. better drink faster. We are moving on to Sharon in Illinois. Sharon, since you are in Illinois, please come to Vernon Hills. See us at the North Shore Wine Festival. Right now, you're on the Crush.
I was wanting to know the difference between Syrah and Shiraz.
Oh, Sharon, there are a lot of people that want to know the difference between Syrah and Shiraz. I'm going to do my best to keep this short so we don't run through the break in the next three shows. Syrah and Shiraz are technically the same grape. Syrah, S-Y-R-A-H, Shiraz, S-H-I-R-A-Z. Syrah is generally found in that pronunciation, that spelling, in California, in France, in Rhone. The only place you find Shiraz is in Australia, and that is simply a difficult transition of the name. The original grape Shiraz comes from France. It was taken from France to Australia. When it got to Australia, just like things tend to get morphed down under, the name got changed. They named it Shiraz because they thought that was the exact city where it had originated in Persia. Since then, a whole lot of people who specialize in vine DNA have gone through. They acknowledge that Shiraz, Syrah, same exact grape. Now, they make different wines, and here's what I find fascinating. For those of you who like the soft, fruity, cherry, kind of a red fruit berry flavor that doesn't have much earth to it, that doesn't have as much tannin as a Cabernet, Syrahs are wonderful. I think Araujo Petite Syrah, Araujo Syrah were two of my most favorite aha moments ever in the wine business. But Shiraz can be a little bit meaner. Considered its meaner older cousin, it tends to be a lot bigger. Whereas Syrah can be like 5'9", kind of easy going, laid back, wears chinos and a button down. Shiraz tends to be about 6'6" and just have a lot of teeth. It tends to have a lot of blueberry, a lot of backbone, a lot of tannin to it. Check out our blog, check out our website. We can explain Syrah and Shiraz a little bit more. But as I threatened, I ran this all the way into the break. So if you want to hear more, stay tuned.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
The Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start jumping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. Hi-hi-hi!
It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit InventNow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Crush, I hope you have enjoyed the show today, because we seem to have one hell of an identity crisis going on around here. But I have had a ball. This is the most fun show I have done in ages. So thank you for bearing with us. And just know that when it comes to it all, this is the reason we drink, to get through days like today. We've had a great show today talking about wine on the web, giving you some direction on where you can go to buy some wine, giving you some ideas on how to look for stuff on the website and not get bogged down. And, of course, we had some great news items, but I also have one I kind of want to get off on a tangent on, since that's been this show. All right, this is coming from Douglas Green. Women call the wine shots. When it comes to wine, it seems that women are calling the shots. Women wine consumers are dominating wine purchases, and they have become knowledgeable and self-confident wine consumers. Really good to know. Their research overturns perceptions of women's role in wine buying and reveals that in many cases, they are more influential in the choice of wines for the home than men. 6 out of 10 women do the purchasing for their houses, while 8 out of 10 women actually choose what's consumed. So here's a thought. This is my soapbox again for the day. I was fortunate enough to go to a wine store before I came over here to pick up some bottles to help me apparently soothe the wounds getting through this. And as I did that, I found the bottle of Chardonnay I wanted. Understand this. I am 5'5". I am 5'9 in heels. The bottle of Chardonnay I wanted was apparently exactly at that 6'2" mark. So that means that no matter how much I jumped up and down in my 3-inch heels, there was nothing I could do to reach that bottle of wine. Now, you would think that a woman jumping up and down, literally in the Chardonnay aisle, would attract some attention. No, sadly not. So, wine retailers, when you consider the fact that 8 out of 10 women are the one purchasing wine, we talk about eye level, we talk about space, here's a thought, lower your shelves. We're short people as a whole, and we need to be able to reach the top shelf where you tend to put the expensive stuff. So there's my thought for the day. Make the expensive stuff attainable for all of us, even those of us that are 5'5". I hope you've enjoyed today's Crush. We have certainly had a lively show. Keep that in mind. Hopefully I will see some of you in Chicago, in the Vernon Hills area, at the North Shore Wine Festival this weekend. But if not, for the rest of you here at the Crush, we want to remind you, sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.